Welcome to Washington Defender, Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I hope you are having a great day, a blessed day. It's Wednesday today, and I know it's one of those days where you're kind of halfway through the week. Some of you will be teaching tonight in Bible study. Others of you are finishing up for Sunday morning. You're getting ready for that as well. So I hope that this has been a blessing to you as we go through these different shows and different topics. One of the things I want to encourage you is to like, share, subscribe, comment, or if you'd like to be on the show, we would love to have you on and talk about your experience, both in your church and in the public square. And so we're really working with pastors and getting to know them more across the state of Washington so that we can have a voice that stands for righteousness and stands for what God would have us to do. All right, so today's topic is when sheep bite. You can't have been in ministry for very long and not have experienced the sheep bite. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way or putting down individuals. God describes us as under shepherds and that Jesus is the good shepherd. And so oftentimes when we're working with people, we get broken relationships. We get times when it's not easy. I know in my first church that I led as a lead pastor some 20-some years ago, I split that church. And that's when I got involved with Peacemaker Ministries and eventually became the CEO and wrote several books on biblical reconciliation and conflict. And so I've experienced some sheep bites. I've caused some sheep to bite. I've been on both sides of that coin. And I've bitten at times. And it's just because we're all human and we need to move forward. But I want to talk to you about, what do we do when it's just difficult? You know, I know, like, if you're like me, on some Sundays people come up and they're talking to you about how that was the best word of God that you've ever had, and then others are disgruntled, and then you can walk in and you're officiating a wedding, and then the next moment you're officiating a funeral. And so life can be very difficult at times as a pastor, and how do we maintain a attitude that is both winsome and willing to just draw people closer? I oftentimes think of Isaiah 1:18, where it says, "Come, let us reason together," saith the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they'll be white as snow. And how do we just maintain that reasonable heart and that reasonable mind to draw people closer to the cross of Christ Jesus? And it's not easy. I mean, people are difficult. We're difficult as pastors at times. And so we're going to talk about when the sheep bite, and I want to lay out a biblical scripture foundation that I think will be really helpful, because when we're in conflict or we're in high tension, oftentimes we have more of a propensity to run to something that gratifies the flesh, to run to something that maybe a sin. It could be something that we've been struggling with. Maybe it's an emotional issue or anger issue or sexual issue or overeating, or it could be a lot of different things. And so I want to read Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who've died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we were united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. And I bring that up because I think as we shepherd the flock, when we get hurt emotionally, when we get hurt physically, when we get hurt around us, it oftentimes can make us run to the wrong comforter, right? We can start running to the comfort of our flesh, or we can begin to put pressure on those around us to provide something that only God can provide and only Jesus can provide. And I want to remind you that your identity doesn't change just because you find yourself in conflict or in tension, that the newness of life that has been provided through the blood of Jesus Christ is still there. It's still covering you. You've been buried with Christ in the baptism into death, and you've been resurrected to newness of life with Christ. And so I know that for myself, having spent a lot of time on this topic, that oftentimes there was a battle over my identity as a pastor and my identity as a leader, and my identity as a follower of Christ, and my identity as a father, those identity issues would begin to push in, and my joy was lost. One of the things I love to say is where your joy is lost, oftentimes your identity is switched. And I had to really come to the place like, hey, are there certain things I may need to repent of or ask for forgiveness of how I broke relationship? Of course. We all have those issues, but I'm still buried with Christ. I'm still resurrected with Christ. I still have the old body crucified with him, and the newness of life has come. So I would encourage you, Pastor, not to be too hard on yourself when there's a lot of criticism towards you. You know, don't take them on as identity statements. Listen. Oftentimes there's little nuggets that you can learn from, that you can grow from, and that you can apply to it. But oftentimes there's a lot of things that just aren't either a correct perspective, aren't true, what have you. I would encourage you to listen for what God is speaking to your heart and to your mind and throw out all the rest. And just simply reminding you that the gospel message that saves you is the gospel message that keeps you. It's the same gospel message that you have been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are a new creation. And just because a sheep gives you a bite doesn't change that identity. You're not saved because all the sheep like you, care about you, never wander off, those kind of things. You're saved because of Jesus and this gospel message that we just read about. So a couple of things that maybe you might want to think about as you go into the public square is, how do we take that good news that we're saved regardless of what others may think of us into the public square? And we have a lot of outreach resources for you here at FPIW, Family Policy Institute of Washington. And if you want to go to fpiw.org/outreach, you will find some of those. This one is a first responder outreach, and I want to encourage you to think about this because, you know, we think that the sheep come after us at times as pastors, as leaders, but think about law enforcement. You know, here they are, they're trying to protect people, they're trying to help people, they're trying to do things, and yet society and culture as a whole, or in part, probably it's more accurately, is attacking them. They're attacking their character, they're attacking who they are, their motives. Firefighters, same thing. EMS and first responders, same thing. And so I think that we need to honor those who are our first responders. And so we have a little resource on this outreach page that we can do this, because just as their first responders go out, so we are a type of first responder. I did a lot of chaplaincy in these areas of fire, law, and EMS. And I can tell you that as a pastor, you're on the front line. And so I know one thing that really helps get the sheep going in the right direction is to give them something to do, and doing it for the glory of God. And so maybe we could have a Sunday that we honor first responders coming up here, and you can pick that out for your church. There's a complete process to walking you through that. Another place that may be good is that you can do meet and greet candidates. This would be good, you know, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, and all the rest. You could invite them all to come into your church and set up a little table. I usually haven't done this on a Sunday. I've done it on like a Saturday or a Friday night. And just invite the congregation to come on out and meet judges and you know, school board members who are running and all the rest. And that way they get to know these candidates, because that they'll be more informed as they vote for them. So, again, making the outreach very transparent within your doable, I guess is more the word than transparent I'm looking for, but very, very doable in your congregation is important, because this is when sheep are focused inward on what they're wanting, oftentimes they do kind of lash out and those kind of things. But if we keep them going in the right direction of ministering on, you know, on behalf of God, it really does help them to move forward, and it becomes productive for what God may have us do. So let me close in a prayer with you. We're hoping to have another pastor on this week. I hope you enjoyed that yesterday with Pastor Ken Ramey. in that interview. But we're making it a goal that once a week to twice a week, we bring pastors on and we talk to them about what's happening across our state and their communities. And so I hope you enjoyed that. And if you'd like to be on, we'd love to have you. Again, we want to encourage you to like, share, subscribe, and comment on the pastor-to-pastor portion here. And if you have other ideas or resources, give us a call. Let us know. We would love to hear from you. So let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for our shepherds. And I know that at times in their walk with you and with leading people, it can be very difficult. And yet, God, you have called them for such a time as this to be salt and light in the world and to also be good shepherds to their flock. Lord, let us look beyond the inwardness of church and look outward and see how we might help first responders. We might be a blessing to the EMS, fire department, the law enforcement, and the such, God, that you'd give us times where we could meet and greet those around us that are running for office just to build relationship within our communities that we live in. And so, God, I hope that you'll use us mightily to reach this next generation with the good news of Jesus, his death, burial, resurrection, and appearance, and that we would see and know that you are a God that goes before us in all things. I pray over these pastors that, first and foremost, that they will not switch their identity from, you know, what people say about them or, you know, what they think about them, but their identity would be set upon the rock of Christ Jesus, and they would be solid in that identity. So we pray over their identity in you, and that it would be solidified through the Word of God in such a special way to them this week. Pray over their family and their marriages and over their children and grandchildren. I pray a blessing upon them. Go before them in all things, in Jesus' name. Like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.